go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Corey Blaze, Daniel Taylor, and Doug Andrew are not good for America. With millions of people out of work, over 100,000 lives lost to a pandemic, Corey, Daniel, and Doug just sat back and ignored it. Do you want leadership that's uncensored, commercial-free, and without rules? That's the kind of America Corey, Daniel, and Doug will give you. If this is what you want, then show your support at Fat Guy Radio show.com/afterburn. My America is a different America than these loose lips that sink ships. America, you deserve true leadership.
Yeah, buddy.
This message paid for by the Little D Association of Big Booty Mexicans.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh boy, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody everywhere. Social media, it's got to be over.
Why?
It's just too much, man. My unfriend, and I hear a big echo. Is that me?
Probably.
Can we make sure that everybody is muted and the cell phones or the Skypes are muted and your computers are muted? But I am all out on social media. I can't do it anymore.
Why?
It's because people have gotten so stupid.
I had to give up my Facebook too, though. I'm not even gonna lie. It's the extremes of one way to another.
Yeah.
You're extremely Black Lives Matter and racism is gonna kill you, or All Lives Matter. And what's the big deal, Black people? I wasn't alive during slavery. You weren't alive during slavery, so we should just move on.
It's the political propaganda crap that's getting to me. It's people that I revered. It's people that I used to respect.
And you revere and respect a lot of white people.
And I know.
I mean, I once saw Corey eat a cow, burger off a cow's ass.
Because it was a white cow.
Exactly.
Moo. So I
bitch, I'm a cow.
I love lots of people. But this, like, stuff like high school friend, dude, my snooze for 30 day button on Facebook is worn out.
What's snooze for 30 days?
You can go, if someone posts something on your timeline, you can go on Facebook and you can snooze them for 30 days and you won't see anything that they post for like 30 days.
That's stupid.
It's pretty much the mute button equivalent to Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, but you're still friends with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still friends, and they can't, and they don't know.
But like, why not just unfriend them?
Because then they'll know.
No, so
you can unfriend people and they won't know, and you can block people and they won't know.
Well, I don't want to unfriend them. It's just that I don't want to hear about their rhetoric, about their like stupid, ignorant.
It's okay, you're racist. I just don't want to hear you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with their. It's all politics stuff. The racist stuff, I keep that on my timeline.
So the one thing I'm confused about, if you gentlemen can help me, what the hell is Antifa?
I don't know. I thought it was something that when you went and you bought old stuff.
That's Antinky.
Antique. Oh wait, oh, I know who Antifa is. Wasn't she
that's Queen Latifah's sister.
Yeah, Antifa? I thought it was Big Bubba's cousin, Antifa. She lived over there on Adams. Is that who Antifa was? That's what I thought. I thought I went to school with her.
Antifa.
Oh wait, Antifa is married to Uncle Rufus.
So Antifa is a person or group actively opposing fascism.
So why is Antifa a bad thing? Because I thought fascists were bad.
No, fashion is never bad, DA. Fashion is important because you don't want people walking out here looking, you know, and dressed any kind of way. So fashion is like very important.
Yeah, you don't want people walking around the emperor's new clothes butt ass naked.
Yeah, you don't want people walking around and dancing like David danced until his clothes fell off. And everybody in Bethlehem
like
saw
David.
His
dance, dance, dance. I'm gonna dance. Dance, dance. Screw y'all. Go to hell.
They don't like that. Oh, the baby. Oh, the baby deer.
F them kids.
Oh. So, Doug for president.
F them kids. did you know that they're trying to actually, this is if we're talking about racism, they're actually trying to redefine the word racism in Webster Dictionary to include that systemic oppression.
Because, hey, that's fire.
So far, people are like, well, you know, race, a lot of people, white people aren't just the only people who are racist. Like, there's a lot of racism going on from all sides. And it's like, not true.
Yeah, not true.
Because racism stems from systemic oppression.
Yep.
And there's, and you can't be racist if you don't have the power to oppress people systemically through the freaking system. Like,
so
we don't have the political power for that.
I was arguing with a woman on Facebook right before I deleted it.
Yeah,
she
that's
was
the
saying,
that's the way you go, because that's exactly what people want, DA. They want you to argue.
Yeah, well, exactly. But her point was stupid, and I had to let her know it was stupid.
Well, I've been trying to systemically oppress DA since he joined the show.
And you have been.
Like, no, I haven't.
Dude, I'm cuffed on this Thursday show. So subscribe to Afterburn for $3 or $8 video. You can get all the wild antics of DA. Unhinged.
DA for president. The,
yeah.
I always cut the stems off of my oppressions when I pick them out of the vegetable garden. You cut the stem off because the stem's a little bitter.
Corey, have you ever been oppressed?
I've been depressed. I might be depressed right now.
That's not funny. We shouldn't laugh at mental health. Because I think you're somewhat serious too. Yeah.
You gotta laugh or you'll cry.
Oh man. But no, I had to let her know. She told me that racism goes both ways, and that being accused of being a racist is just as worse as racism. And she's part Mexican.
Oh, well, so, she knows.
Well, yes and no, because she was saying her whole argument was when she applied for colleges, she got way more scholarship offers saying that she's Hispanic more than she got when she was white.
Is she easy on the eyes?
She's very hard on the eyes.
Oh, well, they just probably wanted to do that so that she wouldn't go to their school.
But so she's very loose with the mouth, though.
Oh, she gave it to everybody.
She said she got more offers writing that she's Hispanic opposed to writing that she's white.
Yes. And I told her that she wasn't a good enough white. And she didn't like that. She got pissed.
I would get pissed too if you said that to me.
But that you're not a good enough white?
That I'm not a good enough white. I think I'm a damn good white.
I think you're doing a really bad job.
She's dumb, because the whole thing about that is universities are looking because they have to meet certain quotas of minorities. So you're going to get more scholarships and whatnot as a Hispanic opposed to white just because they're trying to meet their quota. Now, mind you, if you're actually white and come from money, you don't need those scholarships because your parents are going to pay for it. That's the whole argument here.
Yeah.
And they need to fill that quota, because who else is going to clean the classrooms out at the end of the course?
Corey?
What? I'm sorry.
Hey, he ain't lying though.
What? I'm sorry. Hey, those on-campus jobs are important to students, DA. Those on-campus jobs are important.
No, I believe you.
And I believe in stimulating the economy.
How?
By giving these children on-campus jobs.
These children are these grown people.
They're children. Until you graduate college, you're a child.
Okay, so I've never graduated college, so I guess I'm a child.
I guess I'm still a child.
You
too,
damn well know you're a child, DA.
AK-47 said, hey, fellas, and okay, Karen, she must have been talking to you.
Oh. Listen, Linda.
You're a Karen. What's the male Karen?
I'm the male Karen. You know, the other day I was in the gas station up the street.
Corey is a Robert, white name.
Robert.
I was in the gas station up the street, and I was having some problems with the pump. And so I went inside the gas station. And
I'm sure you have a lot of problems with a lot of pumps.
And I told the cashier to stop serving those other people and help me. I ended up getting slapped in the face.
Did you see that video? So what's interesting? Do you have that for Bitch of the Year?
I do not have that for Bitch of the Year. But the thing is that, dude, do you know that part of town?
No.
That part of town is up, that gas station for those here in Arizona is blocks away from a neighborhood called Moon Valley. Moon Valley has a medium household income of anywhere between $950 and $1.2 a year. That's the Moon Valley area.
It's so they're rather poor.
So no, $950,000 to $1.2 million.
Poor.
Okay, poor. So be it. But it's not Scottsdale adjacent, but they or there it's not Scottsdale. But they are Scottsdale adjacent because 7th Street, you just, you know, a handful of blocks up, you're on the 51. Over the 51, you're in the Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. But that area of Moon Valley, dude, has some of the most highest snobbery and entitlement in the city. It's right there by the Point Butte Tapatio Hills Hotel, which is very, very high-end hotel. And I'm sure that that gas station Karen most likely lived down there. And I'm sorry, bro, you going on the news and crying that that ain't your wife and she's having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Ain't going to make it, bro.
And for the listeners that didn't see in Phoenix, a lady who we're just assuming she's allegedly racist.
Karen
was yelling racial epithets at what? She was Native, right?
The girl,
I don't know if she was Native. Oh, I want to say Native.
But I want to say this, though, and this is going to be strange coming from me.
You think she cute?
Girl was bad, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was cute.
Ooh, Karen or the young girl?
The one that gave Karen an old reset in the brain with the five across the face. She was bad, wasn't she?
Yeah,
What I like is how much she inserted her white privilege to the point where she even said, well, are you the manager? Yes, I am the manager. No, you are not.
No, you're not. You own a law firm with your husband.
Like, how are you just going to blatantly lie to get what you want? I'm the manager. He works here. He knows you're not the manager.
I read somewhere it said, why does every time there's nobody in charge, white people think they in charge?
I've been to that gas station because I used to live a block away from it. Not in the Moon Valley neighborhood, but
no, of course not you.
North of Bell Road. That gas station is full of people that have potential Karen. They got the potential Karens going on right there. It's also that gas station that's like just a couple of blocks west of that cartoon sized new Fry's Marketplace that they opened up. That's got like it was one of the biggest Fry's in North Phoenix.
They sell children.
Well, they don't sell. No, I was going to say they sell children. I think they have like a McDonald's sized jamboree jumble gym in there.
For the kids.
Yeah, they have a bar. They have a bar that serves alcohol and all that there in that new Fry's. But that's where that gas station is. And it ain't even a real gas station like, you know, Circle K or Chevron or Mobil. No, it's like Slow Pumper or something like that. It's not even a real full gas station.
It's a speedway because those speedways are taking over. AK-47 said that lady's husband is a lawyer. I almost hired them to represent me.
Whoa. AK-47, you should have hired them to represent you while you were over there sucking the COVID when you was in Las Vegas last weekend. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
what was you doing? Was that well? See, I take a few days off of Instagram and I miss her sucking some COVID.
Me and AK-47 went to Las Vegas and I refused to be in any of her pictures.
I refuse to believe that your ass went to the Las Vegas with your.
I refuse to believe that you didn't want to be in the pictures. I am more inclined to believe that you didn't fit in the pictures.
Oh, you know what? I brought one fill into work today, left it in the car. So what I just heard. But dude, Karen at the gas station, greatest video ever. I'm sorry, I laughed at it because she had that coming from Jump Street, and her husband tried to cry. But the reason why I have been muting people, not blocking people on social media and trying to avoid on social media. I mean, I haven't posted anything on my Instagram page because I don't even want to go to my Instagram page because I'm starting to learn how stupid some of my friends and followers are. Now, I don't have that many to begin with, but damn, the ones that I do have, especially my high school buddies and stuff like that, I'm like, your views is just all over the place. You got like bipolar politics is what you're running around. One minute you're talking about how you got to lock her up And then the next minute you're talking about, oh, look, he finally built his wall. What side is you playing on? What team is you playing for?
Well, the lock her up and build that wall is the same crowd.
No, it's not. The lock her up and build that crowd in that sense is the same crowd. But the lock her up and that he finally got his wall when he put that gate up around the White House is a slap against Orange Face.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Because, dude, the memes that started flying around when he erected that fence around the White House.
Yeah, but it's crazy. But it's something, though.
They called it, it was trending on Twitter. They called it the playpen or something like that. The baby gate. Baby gate 2020.
Wow.
It was called Baby Gate 2020. And it was, they filled the gate with like play balls from Chuck E. Cheese pizza, and they called it Baby Gate. I was dying, but I had to mute my social media because of all the other rhetoric that is going on. And then people just out there reposting lies. That's why Twitter just put out, released a new feature that forces you to go and read the article you're about to retweet.
Really?
Because people are just out there retweeting stuff and they're not even realizing what the hell they're retweeting. And all they're doing is just resharing lies upon lies upon lies. Like there was one person that retweeted a story that they found a COVID cure in the Cayman Islands. Mm-hmm. When you went down and you found this orange speckled seashell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wore that seashell on your junk,
mm-hmm.
you would be cured or vaccinated against COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And I looked at that article and that story had been shared over 61,000 times.
What if he had a badge?
So that you're telling me that's not true?
No, DT, so I'm sorry. You're going to have to go ahead and take off your seashell.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Dad, who is in charge here?
I am.
Let those kids out.
These kids are car thieves.
And you have made a big mistake. Now, I don't know how you got that bogus confession out of them, but those two boys haven't stolen a thing from anyone. This has got to be the biggest amateur operation I have seen since Mayberry RFD.
Did you ask your wife to calm down?
Calm yourself, Barney Fife.
Vivian, please. Now, officers, I'm sure we can clear this whole matter up quite easily.
Could you please sit down? We're busy now.
Oh, honey, we're about to get very busy.
Sit down.
Hey, you don't talk to my wife like that.
Now, wait a minute, buddy. Who the hell do you think you're talking
to? Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
What's going on here?
Can I help you, sir?
I'm Henry Firth.
Good news, Mr. Firth. Your car is safe and sound, and we've got the perpetrators.
Those aren't the perpetrators. Those are my partner's son and nephew.
Partner?
Legal partner. And I've got a few questions for you. When you got this alleged confession from these two young men, did they have a lawyer present? No, because I'm their lawyer. Did you notify their parents? No, because we're their parents. So, officer, don't tell us to wait, and don't tell us to sit down. Just open that damn cell and let those two boys out of there, or I'm going to tie this place up in so much litigation that your grandchildren are going to need lawyers.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. Flossing his teeth with a strand of hay in Beaver Dam, New Brunswick, Canada, that's Daniel D.T. Taylor.
It was good.
Holding a dime between his knees to avoid spreading the virus in Beelick, Kentucky, there's Doug, the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And I am Corey Blaze, learning to hold my breath in blowhard Victoria, Australia. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our YouTube Live, or you can tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We even respond and read your comments after the show. And today's show is brought to you by the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. Open now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. The heat is on. My goodness, the dew point is so low. It's like a dry heat out in Arizona right now. So why not let the world see your sweat with a Fat Guy Radio Show tank top? That's what I would do. It's got a great big old huge logo on the front of it. So when you're walking around your city and you got your mask on, you don't have to tell people who show you love because it's got a great big old huge logo on the front of it. I'm also wearing one of the Rock, Paper, Scissors podcast shirts. I'm going to show that for our live stream viewers.
Oh, that's fly. High fashion,
high quality. I've washed this shirt at least a minimum of 375 times, and it still looks good.
Oh, I believe it.
So check out what shirt for yourself, or pick yourself out something else nice at FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. And we thank you so much for doing so. Well, welcome to the Shody. Whoa, 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 everyone, everywhere. Hopefully we'll be joined by my little brother, DJ Lil D, in a little bit. But as it looks for right now, he's having some technical difficulties, which is not shocking.
Yeah, I was going to say, what else is new?
In his case, but, you know, nevertheless, we will move forward.
Hey, how do I turn my computer on?
Don't make fun of my little brother. You know he is technologically inept.
Wait, fine, I'll make fun of you.
Which one is the computer?
Ramekin.
I'm so done with you, DA. That was so stupid.
DT, you laughing too hard at that. You're supposed to be
I say, I'm so done with you, DA. That was so stupid.
You call me stupid.
You laughing at him.
It's a radio show. It's a hoo-hoo-ha-ha show.
He's laughing at me, you know. All I'm doing is I just sit at home all day buying stuff off of the Home Shopping Network.
I believe it.
They was laughing at me.
They was laughing at me. He was teasing me.
No, you can't
make that joke anymore, can you?
They can.
Bernie Mac on the Kings of Comedy did a whole 15 minutes on a mentally challenged person. I don't think you can make that joke anymore.
You can make retard jokes.
You can't say that word anymore, DA.
Says who?
Says, like, society.
Our society.
Who?
You can say retard. Because that is a scientific term for growth being stopped. Boom. You cannot classify humans as retarded.
Yeah. So, Corey, your penis is a retard. your penis was a retard around third grade.
No, my penis is a retreat, not a retard.
No, a retreat is something you would want to go to. Yeah, I was going to say.
No, a retreat is not in the noun, but in the adjective. It's retreating.
I don't know about these nouns and adjectives talking about.
That's not even an adjective. That's a verb.
Okay, well, retreat. You know what? Nobody said that I was an English teacher. I talk into the internet for a living. What do you expect from me here?
Not much.
All I do, I sit at home all day, and I've been doing a lot of Home Shopping Network. And it's like really sad Home Shopping Network too, boys. It's like 1-2 o'clock in the morning Home Shopping Network.
So. Ooh. For one, is it the actual Home Shopping Network?
It's two channels that I still have that I get through my antenna TV.
You legit
don't have cable anymore.
You legit order stuff off of that stuff.
Okay, so I got 24/25. I got the.
It was a teeter.
I got so this is my move. 1 o'clock rolls around, you know. From about 11 till about 1 o'clock, I'm chatting up a friend on Facebook.
Ooh, who's the friend?
Don't worry about that. You know, we both quarantined. We just trying to fill the time.
We're not going to gloss over that.
Yeah, we are going to gloss over that because it has no merit to the story. Okay, fine.
Is it a male or a woman?
You don't need to worry about that.
It's a female.
No, I think it might be a male.
I'm grown as hell, dog.
We know. Your chair sinks every show.
So that's because of the hole in the floor. The building's weak. The building is weak. There ain't nobody in it. So from, you know, 11 to about 1, you know, I'm on Facebook chat and I'm just chatting it up like a mug. Mm. And then after 1 o'clock, when one of us decides that, okay, this is enough and we're both tired, and the friend that I'm chatting with isn't even local.
Oh, do they live in, like, I don't know, one of the Carolinas?
No, but they do live somewhere in the East Coast. Mm. So 1 o'clock my time is 4 o'clock their time.
Mm, dang, they up late talking to you.
And I'm really working the hell out of these pronouns right now, aren't
so
I?
So what do y'all talk about? Like food?
What we talk about is what I'm about to buy on the home shopping network. I will admit that this pandemic has cost me hundreds of dollars because I ordered one thing off of the home shopping network and it was one of them foot pillows.
Let me just stop you right there. Ladies and gentlemen, what Corey is saying is, wow, a lot of people...
Oh no!
Hundreds of dollars due to their loss of jobs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. This pandemic has cost Corey hundreds of dollars mm-hmm. because of his uncontrollable shopping.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
See, if you're gonna play it up that way, DT, it really puts me into the realm of a hosiery.
No, well, yeah. You are in a hosiery because, and I'll tell you why. Because people are losing their jobs. A record 1.5 million people filed for unemployment this week. So while you have that privilege to shop on the HSN, some people are just trying to go to Fry's and get toilet paper.
For you, if you're going to spout statistics, 1.7 million people went back to work last week. Your numbers are off, bro. Your numbers are off.
No. Unemployment.
No. Unemployment filing has been down for the last 2 weeks.
So you're saying that people aren't out of jobs, Corey?
What you're saying? Is that the three guys that... You need to not get... You pretty.
Thank you.
You think so?
putting the whole system on trial.
You did.
I'm putting the whole system on trial.
No, what I'm saying... is that the three guys that I do this show with don't have time for me that late at night. D-Tay, since quarantine, has been going to bed at, what, 6? Because I guess he somehow mentally moved in the Sun City. He has mm-hmm. dinner at 4, sleep at 6.
Mm-hmm. That is legit.
That is horribly. True. D-A, you have too many kids and a wife that you got to keep happy.
You don't even have any time for me. How would you know?
I'm just going to get the brush off. I already know, bruh. Nah, I was supposed to meet up with you to bring you your equipment to do the show, to upgrade your equipment. And it took us 3 weeks to organize that because, oh, wifey's got to do this. Oh, the kids got this going on. Or I got to go do this. Oh, I ran out of that magic goop that takes all the hair off my balls. It's always something with you.
I was actually just playing 2K. I just have a lot of excuses.
See, exactly. Knowing damn well that you sitting at your house pantsless on the internet ignoring your husband and fatherly duty. Well, not your fatherly duties because you're a pretty good father, but ignoring your husbandly duties because, trust me, I know I've had a conversation with your wife and, you know, she got 3 or 4 boyfriends, but you don't need to worry about that. So what I've been doing is filling my time with shopping on the TV. Because the TV is my new friend.
So you said a foot pillow. Is that just like a regular size pillow for you?
No, a foot pillow is...
Damn. He said old Bigfoot over here got shaved down, learned how to walk, and started saying a Google.
He called me mother effing Sasquatch. How dare you? You know, I'm not doing a Jack Link's commercial with what's Unibrow? What's his name?
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. Dude, I'm not in that commercial.
I thought it was what was his other name? Cat. I didn't think was it Anthony Davis?
Oh, Carl Anthony Towns.
It was Carl Anthony Towns. Yeah, that dreamboat. So the TV has been my only friend.
You have a preference.
Not a dreamboat. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a preference though, and it's light skinned men.
He's not Carl Anthony Towns is not light skinned.
What?
I'm gonna bring up my history and find the last picture I was Googling him before.
I'm sure you will, but Carl Anthony Towns is a light skinned male. And no, DT is not. A light skinned male.
He popped right up.
I bet he did. I bet you popped right up too.
When you put the system on trial, I did. Carl Anthony Towns is number one. He is an American Dominican.
Oh? He's a Dominican? Yeah.
He bought. Yeah, his mom, I believe, is Dominican.
Wait. He's a baseball player?
You are an ass. He's a basketball player, you Jack Lynx jerk.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you are. Karl Anthony Towns is an American Dominican basketball player, and so I wouldn't classify him as light skinned. I would just classify him as mocha colored.
So is Dite light skinned?
Dite's mocha.
You have a preference, then it's mocha.
I don't know your what you're talking about, DA.
You have a preference in men.
DA, the thing is that the TV has been my only companion for the last 3 months.
And your right hand. Probably sometimes your left, too.
No, I call it the stranger.
Some people say they sit on it until it gets numb.
God damn it, let me finish the story.
Yeah, but when you do that, how do you grip?
This whole show is going to be Corey can't finish. Corey can't complete. Corey can't complete.
Is that what your friend says while you're talking to them on Facebook?
Hey, Facebook does have video chat. You don't be worried about that, DA. I'm a grown ass man.
So your friend doesn't have an iPhone?
You don't worry about what my friend's got, DA.
Does your friend even have a phone?
Yes.
Like with a working number? Like, why don't you guys text? Why do you messenger?
No, the number's off, but.
Okay, so now we're getting somewhere.
DA, this is not what we supposed. This is not the road that we supposed to be arm in arm skipping down.
Yeah, but you mentioned you had a girlfriend and that you talked to her till 1 a.m. So I'm just curious.
I didn't mention that I had a girlfriend, but I will mention after this break who my new crush is.
I bet you he's light skinned.
I bet you $20 neither one of y'all can guess what it who it is.
What it is.
What it is. We'll be right back after this. Shut up, DA.
It's a hot dog. Shut up. A hot dog wrap cheeseburger.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Target. Father's Day. Father's Day. Oh, Papa, can you hear me?
Yes.
Father's Day is June 21st, and Target is there to help you make your Father's Day a day to remember. Check out Target's Father's Day gift ideas and deals. Shop Target today for all your Target needs and wants at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target offering non-contact shopping options, drive up or same day delivery. Get started now at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less. Honestly, boys, before I get to my new crush, I woke up the other day and I found what I think was like a little small itty bitty little bug crawling in my bed. A little bitty little bug. And it wasn't crawling in my bed. I sleep in the middle of my waterbed. So I do the old Moses. I part the Red Sea.
Mm.
And I rolled over one morning and I saw this little itty bitty little black thing moving around. And I thought it was maybe, like a piece of lint or something that was being moved. But no, it was a little bug. So, of course, my OCD and germaphobaraderie. Germaphobaraderie. I had a complete, full and utter meltdown and decided to go on Target and replace all of my bed sheets and all of my pillows.
Interesting.
Hey, that's not too bad. I mean, I did the same thing, except for I didn't go to Target and I didn't replace my bed sheets and everything.
So it wasn't anything like the same situation. So I went to Target and I got all new sheets and all new pillows. And I have to buy those. I have to buy those sheets that are like D-Tay's women, the sheets with the deep pockets.
Hey.
You know, they got to have a deep pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Got them sugar mama sheets.
So I have a new crush. I have a new crush, and I this is a crush that I didn't realize, and I never got to what I bought off TV, but don't worry about that. Thanks, DA. I got a new crush, and I will allow you boys to register a guess as to, or you can not register a guess, but ask questions to hopefully lead you to a guess of who my new crush is.
Okay, my first question is, are they a sports player?
They are not a sports player. I am so sorry. They are not a sports player. Maybe in a past life, but not currently.
Can you eat it?
You cannot. Well, yes, you can.
Can you digest it? Can you digest it?
You cannot digest it. I'm sorry. This is a crush, DA.
I know. That's why I mentioned food.
Are they a celebrity?
They are a celebrity, D-Tay. Very good. They are a celebrity.
This is an obvious one, but are they white?
They are not white.
Oh.
Are they famous for singing or music of any kind?
They are not famous for singing or music.
I like to buy a vowel.
Actually, not currently famous for singing and music, but they have dabbled in musinology.
Vanessa Williams.
Nope, I'm sorry. It's not Vanessa Williams.
I'm trying to think. They're not white. They're not black. They'd have to be Mexican.
Selena. Wait a minute. How did you eliminate their, how did you narrow down their race? You asked me, are they white?
Yeah.
And I said, no. That doesn't mean that they're not Native American. They're not black. They're not Chinese.
Corey, come on, bro. They're not black.
Are they black?
DT, is that your question?
That is my question. Are they black?
They are black.
I'm out because
that's going to be a long blur.
Yeah, that's going to be a long edit, man. You're like the stuff I have to do in post. Are they over 50?
They are not over 50.
It's not an old black.
No, it's not Oprah or
Cardi B. Up.
No, I know exactly who it is. And I believe. Hold up. Let me ask another question. Is it a guy?
It is not a guy.
Ooh, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what to do.
Because I was going to say it's the dude from it's the lead dude from Snowpiercer, the TV show on TNT, because he was also on Broadway in Hamilton. He played Thomas Jefferson and Lafayette. And I was like, oh.
Now, Dite, you know my TV watching. So I will give you guys this hint. It is someone that is tied to my TV watching.
What
show? And Dite, think about the shows that I have watched. This one, this show, it's gonna be really difficult for you guys to guess this show. I will give you a hint on top of the fact that it's someone from a TV show that I've watched. I will give you one additional hint because this is going to be kind of buried because the TV show was not very popular.
Mm.
I will say that it was a competition show. She hosted this competition show.
So next question. Is it above a B-list celebrity?
It's definitely above a B-list celebrity.
Really? And she hosted?
She hosted. Would you like to know who? I will give you the judges of this show, and this is going to give it away. The judges of the competition show was Keenan Peele, Jeff Foxworthy, and what is John Legend's wife's name?
Christy Teigen.
Wendy Williams.
It's not Wendy Williams. I have questions. Is Wendy Williams, no offense, is she trans?
More trans than you.
I mean, is she trans?
Sorry, I thought you were going to say a man.
No, I'm asking, is she trans? Because she...
No, that's a woman. Know.
That's all girl?
That's a woman. Yeah, that's all woman. Oh, okay. I've seen her.
It's not Wendy Williams. I think I stumped you guys.
Yeah, I'm Googling it and I can't find anything. The show must have really been bad. Rolanda Watts?
It's not Rolanda Watts.
I don't even know who that is.
I will give you another hint. She's on a daytime TV show as well.
The Talk.
Close, but no.
The View. Eve.
No. Here's another hint.
Hold up.
DT's going to narrow it down. I know he's going to narrow it down.
Amanda Seals.
Amanda Seals.
Hey.
Amanda Seals.
You know why who Amanda Seals is?
No, you know
why. She was Insecure.
You know why Amanda Seals?
No, she was.
Who else is my other female?
She was the bougie friend. Not the dark-skinned girl.
That is Amanda that had the baby.
Yes. And then she was also on Cyber Chase. She did a lot of voice acting.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, DT, I'm surprised you didn't get this really quick because Amanda Seals favors one of my favorite crush musicians.
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys. I love Alicia Keys. But I was looking at Amanda Seals on the daytime show that she hosts, DA, The Real, where she just made the news that she quit.
Mm-hmm.
The show, or she didn't renew her contract or something like that because she didn't think there was enough ethnicity at the top of the executives of that show.
And you like that?
And so she quit. So when all this news came out about she quitting and she hosted that show.
Bring the Funny,
which is the comedy competition show.
You know all about her, DJ.
So I'm like, dude, I'm looking at her and I'm like, I realized I got a crush on Amanda Seals.
And you know what else? She's light skinned.
She is.
Sorry, bro. You got a preference. I guess it's obvious. Do.
So clearly you keep pointing this out because you know that there will be nothing that you can do about it.
Who, me?
Yes, you, because you are too dark chocolate.
I don't want you, Corey. I can have you if I want it, but I don't.
You do. Everybody wants this. This is why God made me so big, bro. There's a piece for everybody. I'm like a birthday cake. Everybody get a piece.
Kiefer Sutherland. And that's really where it ends.
Amanda Seals. Dude, look at her. She's freaking amazing. She's beautiful. She's funny. She has released an album, or she sang with a group at one point at the beginning of her career. And I'm looking at this as all this news was coming out about her leaving the show The Real, and I'm looking at her, I'm like, Amanda Seals, dang, you all right?
I forgot about this because I'm Googling her just to see some pictures. She got kicked. Issa Rae kicked her out of the Insecure party for the Oscars.
Yeah, she's done some digging in Hollywood. She's had to dig her way out. She's a funny ass comedian. When I first was introduced to her was actually where I really noticed who she was during the comedy competition show.
And I think AK-47 got it because she said Tyra Banks, then Amanda Seals, and then she said she loves chocolate. I don't know what that means.
Oh, she likes that. Okay, thank you, DA. Yeah, let's go ahead.
You're chocolate too, bro. We're the same complexion.
Dude, if I was in front of you right now, I would totally slap you and send you to your Beamer.
I would love to see
you. Or your Mercedes.
I would love to see you lift your arm.
There's two Chinese people in the studio right now lifted by arms.
Oh, you too heavy.
I'm a marionette.
But dude, Amanda Seals, do you not believe that she's on my crush list?
Yeah, she's a solid 7.
She is not a solid 7.
She's a 7. DT, what would you say?
I would say she's at least an 8, bro.
When she had, dude, you got to factor in her personality. The fact that she's funny, the fact that she's smart. On The Real, she knows when to interject, when not to interject. She knows when to make the funny, when not to make the funny.
That's a real good
thing to say. Thank you. As you continue to interrupt me,
not to interject.
To not interject while I'm making my point. That's exactly why. So something that you could probably learn from Amanda Seals is not interjecting while I'm talking.
Jesse Bennett said, I love chocolate, not AK-47. Sorry, Jesse Bennett. I love chocolate too, and I love you,
Amanda Seals. I love you. I love you. You funny. You are the female version. You are the better female version of me. What? Nothing?
The better female
version? I just pictured a walrus with lashes, a female version of you.
A walrus with lashes? She's funny. She's intelligent. That's me with lady parts.
Right? Define intelligent and funny.
She's funny. She's a great, she's a phenomenal comedian.
I've only seen her in Insecure.
Well, you didn't see her on Bring the Funny. On Bring the Funny was a lot of her personality. She's a stand-up comedian. I YouTubed a couple of her stand-up sessions. She's funny.
So Bring the Funny is her actual stand-up.
Bring the Funny is her hosting a competition about for comedians, which is judged by that boy from Saturday Night Live, from Good Burger, Jeff Foxworthy, and and John Legend's wife, who was drunk the whole time they were taping that show, and it was hilarious.
Well, she's usually drunk.
Yeah,
talking about Trump, but no, I don't think she's.
Think Amanda Keith, Amanda Ingrid Seals.
Her middle name's Ingrid. That's why you like her.
She was Ingrid.
Somebody named DJ Lil D says, "Well, fellas, my laptop took a dookie."
Okay, so why would you even read that?
Oh.
Why would you even read that?
Because it's a comment. You tell me my job is to read comments, and you get mad that I read a comment.
DT, you want to take this one?
Don't bring the show to a stop.
Amanda Seals, formerly known, now I'm glad she doesn't use this name anymore. She used to go by the name Amanda Diva. Now that's unattractive. But she changed it to Amanda Seals, and she's an American comedian, actress. Oh, she's a disc jockey, recording artist, television personality. What's a VJ?
Video.
It's kind of like an online radio show.
So she's a virtual jockey?
It's pretty much a VJ is the same thing as what Carson Daly was when he was host of TRL.
Okay. She's an author and a poet.
Have you heard any of her poetry?
I did.
Dude, you're obsessed.
I'm not obsessed. It's a crush. What are you supposed to do with a crush?
Corey, you're a creeper, huh?
A little bit.
I believe it. So what does your girlfriend in Baltimore feel about it?
Know about my girl in Baltimore?
I mean, what does she think? Like, can we get personal?
How did you know about my girl in Baltimore? How did you know it was Baltimore?
Can we get personal, though? Like,
no, DA, we can't get personal. Because you have no damn. You have no stopgap. You have no quality control.
I do have a damn, and it's in my social media name.
You don't give, quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
So,
Gone with the Wind. It's Gone with the Wind. By Gone with the Wind.
Are you saying that because they literally took it off the internet?
Yes, that was the whole joke. Thank you. You know, the joke ain't funny if I gotta explain it.
I explained it.
You questioned it, which prompted me to explain it.
Then it isn't funny.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But guys, if you want to see more of these antics, $3 for Afterburn.
You don't lose your mind during Afterburn.
Yeah, I do. Depends on if there's... Never mind.
I hate to say it. You do better on Afterburn than you do on this show.
Because you got shackles on me.
Shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you.
Can't breathe, bro.
I can't hear you neither. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break right here. On the other side of this, more fun and more thrills, and hopefully we'll be joined by someone more interesting than just me. We'll be right back after this.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
I was watching OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Because I got I got a strong relationship with OnlyFans. And so we're talking about not cleaning up after done, right?
Mm-hmm.
CarPlay.
Yeah.
CarPlay. Okay, what is CarPlay? CarPlay is when you have...
Isn't that fuzzy stuff on your floor?
No, that's carpet.
Oh. My bad. I like my call play Shaq.
That generally made me laugh.
Give me some of that Shaq carpe.
That is some fresh shit, some carpe. Rich ass. That's like how Corey would say it, right?
Oh, yeah. I dropped my ramekin on my carpe.
All that.
I dropped my ramekin on my carpe.
Afterburn.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Where do you find Dad's favorite things? At the Home Depot, of course. Everything Dad would love to want. Grills, mowers, smart home technology. Get it fast at the Home Depot. Home Depot delivery options, or you can have it picked up from one of the lockers or curbside delivery. Dad will be proud of you shopping the Home Depot because you'll get him something he wants and you'd save money. Shop today at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Welcome back to the showdy. Whoa, 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 everybody. For those of you that are just joining us on live stream, I am your host, Corey Blaze. That's Doug, the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
All right. So, boys, what is new in your world?
Detay?
Not a damn thing.
Hey, I'm not a damn thing squared.
I'm still here at home, working. Corey doesn't really care what we are doing in our lives. This is just a time for him to go to the bathroom.
It's a segue. We're stretching. This is radio magic. What we're doing is stalling for the host to come back.
Exactly.
If he had a stronger co-host, then he wouldn't have to do that. What?
Exactly. No, I just love how, like, this would have been the perfect time for him to segue into that segment that we were supposed to do for him.
But we ain't going to do it.
We're probably not going to do it for this whole show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep the curtain pulled forward because you don't need to know about this. But I'm just saying, how are you going to ask us to prepare stuff? And we spent the whole show talking about his love life.
You know Literally, what it is. You know what it is. Yeah. And he didn't even tell us about the love life. I still don't know about what the woman or man looks like, what they're into, what they be talking about late at night. I'm really interested in that.
Obviously, they're into foot pillows, and I'm thinking pedicures. So
no, that's BS. Oh, wait. DJ Little D, he says, I know. DJ Little D, please put that in the chat, please, as we continue. So my thing is, when you're talking to somebody at 1 o'clock in the morning,
oh yeah,
you're not talking about foot pillows.
I don't know, because sometimes, you know, I just want to go ahead and just take that foot and just rest on that pillow ever so softly.
No, you talking about resting that ass on that pillow?
No, the foot.
Okay.
With my Johnson.
It starts with the foot, but it leads into slapping that ass with the pillow.
What the hell did I leave my show to?
Oh, we were just talking about your love life, because obviously that's the theme of the day's show. So
yeah, it's the theme, and that you're not even telling us about.
No, the theme of today's show is doing it one mo again. That's the theme of today's show. Also, when I'm watching the Home Shopping Network again tonight, as I sit in my lonesome with no pants on, I will be buying myself a colostomy bag so I could stop having to run to the bathroom near the middle of the show. Nevertheless, it is the theme of one mo again. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are tracking with the show, last week we had the most hackiest of hackiest radio gigs, where we did show and tell.
Show and tell.
And there was a little fallout after the show and tell, where people thought that my show and tell was too boring and blah. And then other people thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting.
Who's other people? The person you talk to at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Don't worry about that, DM grown ass man. The other show and tell was my little brother, DJ Lil D, who showed and told too much. And then we had
me
Firemaster D-Tay during show and tell. And some people thought it was ooh and ah, where D-Tay was Awiyuka with the fire.
It's like you can.
Don't worry about that. I'm a grown ass man, dog. And some people thought that was amazing. And then some people thought it wasn't. And then we have Doug.
mm-hmm.
where people just went, people didn't have a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They had one opinion,
mm-hmm.
which was Doug phoned it in.
Phoned it in. I'm not even on my phone right now.
With the baby snacks that he was clearly just eating during the show. And one Twitterer said, baby snacks for show and tell. It was something he was eating because he was bored. So I reached out.
Damn, they read the hell out of me.
I reached out to the boys in the group chat and got into a fight with D-Tay. And he hasn't let me kiss and make up yet. And I know that he's still mad because I sent him a inappropriate text message that went unrequited.
Yep.
Which is fine. I understand that. But the thing is that D-Tay and I finally did have a conversation after he was forced to talk to me by the confines of this show. And basically what he had planned was a beautiful idea
mm-hmm.
that unfortunately the rhythm of the show didn't allow it to play out in a way. It would have been beautifully executed. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know that before. And I think D-Tay, you and I both can agree that we both have learned.
You know how people talk to
a new way of communicating. We both have elevated ourselves in our knowledge base. And I believe we have now come to a mutual decision that will both keep public health in mind and keep the economy going.
That was the most political BS answer or segue I've ever heard.
Corey, question, what's his time?
The time is 57:11. Did he do something that I missed?
No, nah, because I ain't learning
Yo, you got me too. I was like, what did I say? I don't remember.
Well played. Well played. So we both learned
that BS.
That the community. So what I did is that I went to the guys and I said D-Tay and DA, more mm-hmm. DA than D-Tay, but because I knew DA was going to cry and bitch and moan, uh-huh. I decided to lump the dreamy mocha into this. So D-Tay, if you were to be upset with anybody, I think it's only appropriate for you to disproportionate some of that blame to DA. It's only right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I see where you're coming from.
Okay.
Again, so political BS.
We are. Who's going first?
So So I encourage the guys. I am corporating the hell out of this.
Yeah, the hell out of it.
I encourage the guys to come with it again. In the words of Little D, a one mo again. Now, I would have required Little D to do a one mo again, but I don't think there's anything left that we could show.
An anal plug?
Wouldn't be surprised. So, ladies and gentlemen, D-Tay, if you need a moment to gather yourself or make a decision or prep yourself, feel free to go ahead and do that now. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is the one mo again show and tell. For DA, who drugged down D-Tay by association because DA phoned it in last week.
Uh-huh.
So the boys have been given, or DA has been given, adequate time.
Mm-hmm.
And because D-Tay is such a supporter, he has also prepared a new show and tell so that it wouldn't come across of me racisming DA.
Because you're darker than I am.
No, because you effed up show and tell last week.
Then who goes first?
I'm going to say, D-Tay, I will let you make the decision on who goes first. And not because I'm trying to kiss your ass. You have grown in your leadership abilities.
I'm going to defer to DA. DA, you go first.
DA will go first on the show and tell one mo again. DA?
So I thought long and hard about this, and what is most important to me? My family?
Little D's not here. I don't have the dump
button. My wife?
Do I need to have the dump button set up?
My children.
You might.
One of my children's favorite things in this world is cleaning. Yes, he likes to do yard work.
Hold on a minute. One of your favorite things for your children to do is cleaning.
Yes.
And
just stop the show, Corey. Just stop the rhythm.
And yard work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to the Twitter. I'm going to the shopping cart right now on the Fat Guy Radio Show merch store. DA, no one's buying it. Go ahead. Continue.
So what I brought is near and dear, and hold on. Are you wearing
boots for this?
It's invoking an emotional response within me. Hold on, I'm sorry. He likes to play. So my show and tell is a combination of the two things my son loves: leaf blowers and bubbles. That's right. Bubbles is my show and tell.
So last week, folks, as bubbles continue to rain through his camera shot, last week, DA picked up a snack, a bag of snacks off his desk at home and used that as show and tell. It is very well documented on this show that DA don't clean up his house.
I clean?
And so what he has done this time, folks, is he has literally leaned over and picked up a toy that most likely just happened to be on the floor next to his workstation.
This boy hates cleaning up.
And showed that as show and tell. So I will look forward. It's at Corey Blaze on the Twitter and Instagram. I will look forward to the additional tweets of DA phoning it in once again. DA, last week, I showed you something from my history. A part of me that I...
Yes, the old ass shoes. That's from some history,
A part of me that I have never spotlit on this show.
I'm pretty sure a part of you that you can't see today.
I can't see my feet, but that's beside the point. Little D brought a piece of film that I literally think he ripped off himself. And you just tried to pass off a baby's bubble maker.
Toddler. It's 2+. It can't be for babies.
What's the story behind it? Your kid loves to clean? Kids don't even know what clean is. They poop on themselves.
Maybe your kid doesn't know what clean is.
Who cares? I got a 19-year-old that still poops on himself. This ain't about me, DA.
Well, he goes to ASU, so that's not too far off.
How dare you, you son of a...
Wow. Wow.
D-Tay, your turn. What do
you
got,
brother?
No, it ain't.
No, it's not, because you just phoned it in twice. Not only once, but twice. Okay. P-A-thetic.
So.
Even though the bubbles were kind of cool.
Yeah. What I thought. I'm not gonna do my other show and tell then.
You don't have another one. You only have one.
No, I do. I do have a show and tell.
Okay, what's the other show and tell?
My passport.
All right, DT, what do you got coming up?
I bet you don't even have a passport. You got to buy 3 plane seats.
I have 4 passports and 5.
Crap. Can we continue the show, guys? I feel the hostility.
3 plane seats.
Don't write that down. It's not going to get it.
Ain't no way in hell that's going to make it. Ain't no way in hell a slam against me is going to become the title of the show.
3 plane seats.
There's 3 hosts.
No, honestly, this passport, I love traveling, Corey. Traveling is near and dear to my heart.
They don't let you travel.
And see, you said Kat was Dominican, and that's the first place I traveled with his passport. It was going to be full circle, but you ruined it.
Hey, to be honest, Corey,
AK-47 said, oh, damn row.
AK-47, I didn't take up the whole row when we went to Vegas.
Don't write that one down either. It's not going to get any detail.
DT, don't write that down. There's no
way. I didn't write anything
down. Yes, you did.
He said, so,
and he's going to try to use AK as justification. AK-47 said it, so we should use it as the title of the show. No, we're not. She went to Vegas and got the COVID in her face.
Well, I was just going to say that when DA and me discussed like having to redo this, because I did call him to vent, he did say, I'm going to legitimately bring my passport because it is something, traveling is something dear to me, and I can show a couple pages of the places I've been.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, then that's pretty cool.
Then he undersold it then, because he started with the damn baby bubble thing.
No.
So he sold himself short.
This is my son's favorite toy. And he does like cleaning. He puts on my yellow gloves when I do the dishes.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, DA, because you forget that I got a little ankle biter too.
Mm-hmm.
And when my kid had his favorite toy,
mm-hmm.
he never let it leave his side. Is your kid home right now?
Yeah, he's home.
And he's upstairs, isn't he?
Nah, actually, you know what?
And his toy is downstairs with you.
He went to the club.
And his toy is downstairs with you.
You want to know why?
This is the moment where you admit that you just got busted.
I think my son loves cars. He leaves all his toys on daddy's desk just to have a reason to go back and be around daddy.
Foo, those are your cars. You didn't show us those before. That is your collection of Matchbox cars.
Sorry if you can't relate. I was getting my Denzel on.
Yeah,
I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
That's my son's favorite toy. I know it's his toy because he brings it to me every day. He wants me to see it every day. And I dare you to tell me that's my son's favorite toy, because when you're not in my house and my son is right here with his toys, and you know I love him.
All right, now time for my ex. All right, D-Tay.
Your ex.
Take it away with your DA forced redo show and tell.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, I have a beautiful smile.
You do.
And the way I get that smile is through these little toothpicks right here.
Yo, those have the
dental
curvature.
Hygiene is very, very important to me.
Very.
Spearmint is the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Corey's not liking that. So
you got a beautiful smile. Hold on a minute. There we go. Oh, crap.
So
after the shows, what people don't know is sometimes we have very hard choices to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
have to make these choices, sometimes we just got to flip a coin. And I'm the one who has to flip the coin, but I don't have any coin. So I actually have the box of gum that we use after every show.
Okay, so what's
nope.
Wait a minute.
You don't like that either?
DT just literally, okay, folks, that's not him phoning in. We literally make show decisions.
This shows some gum, and you about to cake for him. You put on a cake, and you putting it on for him right now.
How dare you?
Nah. I show something that costs some money.
$68.21. It costs $12.99 at the dollar store for that.
You
would know.
And you putting on a cake for this light skinned man.
I'm not either. I'm just literally saying that he just revealed our 25-cent operation that we're operating here by the fact that when we can't make a decision, because normally DA, you're the outlier.
25 cent. That's two dimes too many.
When we make a decision, we have to go to a freaking bubblegum wrapper to flip it because you're indecisive.
He's not lying.
I believe this.
Now, I do have something else that's actually very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, well, let me cue the music back up for you. Just hold on a minute here, because I hate for you to do this segment without the proper music. All right. Let me go ahead and hit this music for you.
I would say I don't believe it, but I believe it.
I hit the music for you too. You just couldn't hear it.
So when I used to work at a school, one of my principals had us come in for a teacher training, and she gave all of us these little stones. And the reason why she gave us these rocks was for us to remember to stay grounded.
And ooh,
I thought it was pretty cool. And they were all different colors, and we got to choose which ones we wanted. And I chose this black and white one that has shades of grays in it, because I was always told that life isn't black and white, it's shades of gray.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and like black is, and gray is a lighter shade of black. Yeah.
Now, I do have one final thing.
Oh, a threefer.
And this one is super, like, this probably is the most important to me. Well, he's not counting the toothpick, but
I mean, you brought it.
Well, you flashed those pearly whites, so unfortunately I wasn't focused much on the toothpick.
Oh, okay.
I apologize for that. So this is the big one. So do you would you like a timpani?
Yes.
A timpani would be great. I will give you a timpani because you know what, DTA, you're bringing it right now.
Thank you.
DTA, shut up.
Little D.
Just because I'm having a stroke don't mean nothing.
That's all,
folks. I believe that's all, folks. DA, I hope you're writing this down. All right. So here is Daniel Taylor with his final show and tell. Long timpani.
Ladies and gentlemen, this last one has a very important story. I brought my motherfucking Glock, mother lover. Oh! And the reason why I brought this is because your fat ass had to make me do this all over again. Ah! And I'm telling you, if you do it one more time.
One more again? Ow!
All in you. I lick it. It tastes like roast beef and Prego. Just like Corey.
Oh, I got shot in my big boob. Oh, Lord Jesus. Roast. That one came back and hit me.
Roast beef and Prego.
Nah, but no, actually, when I started working corrections and everything, law enforcement, they encouraged us to, you know, be safe and everything. So I took all the gun safety classes and whatnot. Obviously, I didn't show a ton of gun safety right there, but that was for comedic.
Was the gun?
You're the only one in that room, so it was.
I am.
It was safe.
The gun is empty and it is completely safe. So there's, and the ammunition and the magazine are somewhere totally different. So,
and for our lawyers, his finger was never on the trigger.
No, it wasn't.
It was pointed right at you.
I peed a little. I was so scared. I peed a little. I ain't gonna lie.
Scared. More like horny.
Yeah, so I wish Lil D was here so he would see my gun. He's
watching. I believe he's on the live feed because DA was going
to
read.
He actually said, hey, fellas, I'm still trying, but can you help me after the show to get it right?
That's a big no for me, dog.
I was lying. I just wanted to piss him off. He didn't say that.
You know when you pissed me off, DA, when you said, hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm connected. That's when you pissed me off.
You did do a long black Hebrew side.
Are we at the end of the show?
Yeah, we skipped the last break.
We did skip the last break. All right, I'll get it in here right now. Afterburn.
$3 or $8?
Listen or watch.
We prefer the $8 though, because times is hard.
Well, and you could buy one of them t-shirts too. Cause as I'm looking up at the live stream computer, our live stream is going in and out.
And, our Cash App, you got to put the dollar symbol before all of that.
7327. Cause I'm cutting all that out. All right. And luckily our live stream has failed. So no one will hear it.
I gonna cut out my Cash App though.
Cash App at Fresh.
Because I already told you two Magaroons that thing that's coming in July, and you trying to take, and you know people gonna, you know, what was this Cash App name again? DT, I'm gonna have to see you. No, I'm kidding. The well, DT, you forcibly redid it one more again, and I'm gonna go ahead and give you a passing grade, A+, and I think all the Fatnatics will be thoroughly impressed by your abilities of doing it one more again. DA, I don't know.
How you gonna be mad that I brought a children's toy to show and tell?
You never been to a grown a children's toy. Your house is littered with toys.
More than you know of. But I've never played grown person show and tell.
That was the whole idea behind the bit, you rube.
That's why I brought my passport.
What was the story behind the passport that you
like
to travel?
Because I love traveling. Traveling is a passion to me. I love seeing different cultures and different people.
Where have you
gone?
But
you don't listen because you got too much bacon grease between your freaking head.
I did have bacon this morning.
I bet you have bacon every morning.
No, just this morning. And tomorrow I'm having Dunkin' Donuts. See, I plan ahead.
I love Dunkin'.
But I've been to the first stamp is the Dominican. No, the first stamp is actually Machu Picchu.
Ooh.
And then
yo, you did go to Peru.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
I know that you went to Peru because you complimented me on my Peruvian bag.
We have the same bag. We have so much in common, more than, you know. Yeah.
So I would suggest that.
Are we still on for 2K Saturday?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
DK, see, now you're just tripling down, okay?
You call already the same got, friends you invited last
you
time.
You already got me once. You already I'm got sorry. Me once. I'm broken. I'm what sorry, more do I'm you just, want from me? You want? Well, I mean, I know there's a lot of me to go around. Do you want to break any more of me?
Can I get some?
No, thanks. You can't get none. You're not light skinned.
Yo, write that one down. You're not light skinned.
I think I went early. Did I go early?
You always go early. Ask your friend in Maryland.
We still got 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So, in those 4 minutes, can we actually pull the curtain back and get a glimpse of your love life? Like, is it somebody that you're talking to romantically?
No. In 4 minutes, I could cover my love life in, you know, at least 8 times.
Really? So yeah. You're not talking to anybody romantically right now.
It doesn't exist.
Right now is the time to do it, though.
It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
That was only 4.
Oh, wait, DJ's hold counting. On. Wait a minute. Here's an update. It doesn't exist.
6. 7.
No, that's 6, if you can count. I didn't put the thumbs up.
Oh, I can't see. So you're not centered in your shot? So yeah, thank you.
You are centered in your shot for live feed that went down. Just wave your thumbs in the air. Just wave them like you just don't care. This is not someone that I'm talking to romantically.
Okay.
If that is your question.
I was just asking.
I don't know what romantic talk is.
Are you talking like sexting? To them for mental health purposes?
Not right. yet.
Like, oh, okay. You get some of the baby oil if you see them, and then you rub it all over the body?
There ain't enough baby oil in stock.
Not your body, oh. Their body.
How am I going to do that when they 1,200 miles to the east?
If you buy 3 seats and fly out to see them, you would know.
I can't fly 3 seats because you clearly have taken up all the seats on the plane with your family going out for you to get stamps in your little passport.
Ain't a little, it's a fat passport.
Dang, you got that fat passport.
Yeah, matter of fact, I got to re-up, man. I'm almost expired.
You are expired.
Oh, they almost canceled you, bro.
Yeah, I only got
almost got canceled on traveling. Yo, did you know Cancun is going to pay for at least 2 nights if you buy an additional 2 nights? So if you buy 2 nights, they'll pay for an additional 2 nights.
So it's buy 2, get 2 free.
Exactly. And they will refund 1 plane ticket, so you can bring a friend.
What?
They won't refund your plane ticket, but they'll refund an additional plane ticket.
Yeah, I'm about to get on that though.
And that's Cancun, right? Cancun, Mexico. Yeah. Are they still running a special of buy 1 get 1 STD?
I think they are.
He said Cancun, Mexico, like there's a Cancun, Florida.
I don't know where Cancun is.
There is a Cancun Machu Picchu.
There is a Cancun Machu Picchu. And you know what, DA? You Cancun your ass right out. I got nothing.
If anybody the coon here.
Now he hits a funny.
I hit a funny. I've been funny all damn show. Where you been at?
I've been here waiting for your funny. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you shop the swag merch store, you're helping power our small but mighty enterprise. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime at thefatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D in Absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people. That's fat people me. Already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.